time to get to know the punter, the man, Shane Leckler. It's all brought to you by IW Mark. Shane, you're one of the best to ever do it. A guy who's also, he was awesome when he did it, was Pat McAfee, and he's a huge fan of yours. Have you seen these videos that he's put up?
Yeah, I have. Me and Pat text back and forth every now and then. He's hilarious.
Brett Kern here, backed up a little bit, hits a bomb. Bomb with perfect English. Little backspin, how you doing? Inside the 5-yard line, great punt. Thanks, bro, good bounce. Brett Kern, what a monster for the brand.
You know, it's very entertaining in what he does, and especially when he breaks some of the stuff down on TV copy and puts his own words to it. You always get a good laugh out of that.
Yeah, what do you say to him when you see that stuff?
After the Seattle game, you know, to be honest with you, I text about it. Dude, I hadn't seen a video. Did you not see the 60-yarder I put inside the 5? I mean, what's going on here? And like seconds after I hung up, he texts back, all right, check it now. So,
friend of the show, friend of the program, great man for the brand, the walking, talking goat of punter, Shane Leckler, still banging it at 40-plus years old. Missile, nuke, bomb, down at the 5, chick up back up into the 3-yard line. What a ball by Leckler. High five, low five. Go ahead and drink a beer there, Shane-o. Good for Shane Leckler, great for the brand.
I mean, he's hilarious. He always has been.
Right.
And he's taken off with this role.
And so you became a great punter. You started at a young age. You went to those Elite 11 punting academies, and you had a personal punting coach, and your parents paid thousands of dollars and sent you to, like, Germany and Japan and Central America and South America, right? That's how you became a good punter.
Completely wrong. You know, I grew up, my dad was a high school football coach, and I grew up going to training camp or two-a-days in East Menard from the time I could walk, probably even before then. But I remember kicking when I was in the fifth grade, you know, fourth and fifth grade out at practice with the guys that were punting on the team, and, you know, it was kind of like equaling out, and I was like, it's really simple, actually. Just see the ball hit your foot, man. That's the biggest key.
Another good story is a guy who used to coach you. And I like the way he talks. We're talking about Gruden. You talk with him quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah, John. He's a good friend of mine. And, you know, he was my first coach in the NFL. Yeah. And I've been through a bunch of them since then. But, you know, I love playing for him. He was a fun coach to play for. And a good friend of mine.
But I guess he doesn't break you down anymore, does he?
No. I have had some text messages with some bleeps in them.
Really?
On some balls that I've hit in the past.
Uh-oh.
But that's... I expect that from him.
Let's say you're trapped in a room maybe half this size, and it's full of food, and you've got to eat your way out of the room.
God.
What food would you choose to eat your way out of?
I'm a big Mexican food guy.
Okay.
But that would be really filling. If
that's right. Okay, I like the way you're clearly thinking. So what's something that would be kind of easy to eat your way out of? I think a good one would be cotton candy.
Huh? Cotton candy could go, but you got to, it would get very gross, but
yeah.
Maybe if it's full of food, you're going to have to digest it at some point in time to get
thinking,
out.
This is why Shane is
so
good.
Do you go with like a fruit, but it's going to get disgusting?
Pineapple?
Maybe. Let's roll through ice cream on this one.
Smart. I like it. It's good. You're going to
because you're going to burp and stuff, and it's not that bad. Like, it kind of, it'll get you, but you can get over it.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on. It's always good to get to know Shane Leckler.
Yeah.
Isn't it, friends?
That's all you got?
That's all I got.